You're listening to An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandals, on America's fun oldie station, Herb Day Radio. Missy Lehman, come on up.
White Christmas.
I know White Christmas because I actually did that on the album.
I'm dreaming of white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow.
Why, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and all the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Yep. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. Oh, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Sandy.
Either chestnuts roasting on an open fire or a non-Christmas song, Traveling Man.
The Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man.
We have a winner. I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me out in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. All my sweet fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the nights when we walked through the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the seas, I remember the nights when we walked through the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. I'm a traveling man, yeah, I'm a traveling man, oh, I'm a traveling man.
Thank you.
Great job. Great job. You have, you've been a traveling man for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything that you haven't done in the business that you want to do?
Have a hit record would have been nice.
A hit record would be nice, yeah.
But no, you know, it's been a very rewarding career. You know, we were written up in a book several years ago by a man named Shad O'Shea.
Oh, I remember Shad,
and,
yes.
And he wanted people to know that you don't have to become famous to make a living in music. And you can just be out there and steady and just work constantly and do good work, and it's appreciated. And that's kind of what I've had with the Vandells.
Right.
We've been working steady, and I mean, not many people can say they've been with a group for 46 years.
People
even want to do that.
Yeah.
But my life's been very good with that. The fans are very loyal to us. We have a fan base that, and we have four generations that come to see us, and it's always fun to see those families come, and to be honored even at, we've lost a lot of fans. We've been honored at those funerals a lot too. They'll tell me, you know, that my, whoever it was, just loved the Vandells, and so we had something of you in the service.
Right.
And that's special. It's amazing. Sometimes you don't know how you touch people, and that warms our heart too, to know, you know, maybe it's not all the money gratification, but there's a lot of gratification for doing good. And when people see that and feel that and share it back with you, that love is there and it's strong.
Can it be?
We'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandals, on America's fun oldie station, Herb Day Radio.
Hi, my name's Aaliyah Davis, and I love Herb Day Radio.
You know, I've heard it said, if you find something that you enjoy doing, and you figure out how to make a living at it, you know, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
And, but I have to ask you, you have been singing these songs over and over and over and over again for 45, 46 years. Does it ever get old?
Not for me. No. I enjoy doing it, and I like trying to, other than when I do my acoustic stuff, I will change the songs up, because you don't have to do them exactly like the originals when you're doing acoustic.
Right.
But when we learn a song for the Vandals, we'll learn it like the original.
Yeah.
It will become ours because it changes through the years, and we have a sound that we have with
sure.
the vocals that we have. So it changes a little bit that way, but I like doing it the way we learned it right off the bat. If we did it like the original, I want to do it like the original, because that's what you come to see. You want to hear. You don't want to hear me jazz up that song.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear it. And we're always did the oldies that way. So we always tried to stay true to the artist that did it.
Yeah.
And so we still do it the same way today.
One of the joys of music, of performing music, is There's, you know, it comes from the soul if you stay at it. And there are those people who just sing a song, and then there are some people who relate a song so well. I mean, you know, they make it their own. And I guess what I'm getting at is, for someone who has that burn for the music, when they step on stage, it's like, this is what makes life complete at that point. Do you still get that feeling?
Yes. Yeah, when we're, you know, if I go on stage and I'm not feeling that well that night, once you get on stage, it's gone.
Yeah.
And you see that crowd, they're laughing at something we're doing. They're clapping. Sometimes they're crying because a song will bring back a memory. And to get that feedback and to see that, it's definitely worthwhile. But at the end of the show, when they're standing up and clapping, you know, it's a great feeling. And so I still enjoy it.
What is probably your favorite place to play?
Any place somebody will listen to me.
Yeah, I've been there and done that.
We have. I don't know that I necessarily have a favorite place to play.
Do you have a least favorite place?
Not really. I mean, we don't do the bar scene anymore, so I think I would be uncomfortable doing something like that. But we've done some pretty big things through our career in Charleston, West Virginia. We were the headliner for a regatta, and we had 80,000 people.
Wow.
And that was
that's
pretty
strong,
that was
right
pretty
there.
Strong.
Yeah.
And the Drifters opened for us.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's strong.
Mean, I never dreamed that would be that way. I figured it'd be the reverse.
Yeah, and them too.
But they weren't happy. They took all the beer before we left. So. but no, I mean, there's moments and there's places, but every place you go to, if I say if we had a packed house here and we were sold out and we did a concert here, and there was a really good crowd and everybody really got into it, the next time we come back, it won't be the same crowd, and so it will be different.
Yeah, sure.
It might not be as good as the first one.
Right.
So you never know. We have played for crowds of 50 people that were better than 800 people. So every venue you can make of it pretty much what you want.
Right.
If you go in and start looking at numbers, it's, oh man, we didn't get a very good crowd tonight. I'm not into it. I never take the stage thinking that way.
No,
if you're here, we're gonna perform to our 100%.
Right. Yeah,
whether there's
right.
10 people there or whether there's 100.
And that's what makes 46 years possible.
Take back the holly and mistletoe, silver bells on strings. If I wrote a letter to Santa Claus, I would ask for just one thing. I don't need sleigh rides in the snow. Don't want a Christmas that's blue. Take back the tinsel, stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you. I don't need lots of things. They don't matter to me. All that I want, it can't be found underneath the Christmas tree. You are the angel atop my tree. My dream come true. Santa can't bring me what I need, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you.
Through all the Christmas songs.
Have you?
So, would you like to hear something else?
So this will be one of your favorites.
This will be...
You got a thing about you, I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your lips intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Eleanor G, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to keep your mind? Tell me that you love me better. I really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? We'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I really love you, Eleanor, really. Eleanor G, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to your mind? Tell me that you love me better. Eleanor G, I think you're swell. Uh-huh. Eleanor G, I think you're swell.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right. We'll be back with more after
this.
You're listening to An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandals, on America's Fun Oldie Station, Herb Day Radio.